This is the Music History Today podcast for April 27th. On today's show, a popular disco artist passes away and Sly and the Family Stone release a classic. First up, though, on this date in 1957, Elvis Presley wore his gold lamé suit for the final time in concert, which was also the last time that he would perform outside of America. That concert was held in Toronto, Canada. In 1964, John Lennon's book In His Own Right was released in America. In 1981, Paul McCartney and Wings broke up, and Ringo Starr married actress Barbara Bach. In 1994, the San Francisco Rock Club, the Fillmore Auditorium, reopened, and Jenny Berggren of Ace of Base was attacked by a fan while visiting her parents' home in Sweden. In 1998, Joe Cocker, Sting, and Elton John performed at the Rock for the Rainforest benefit concert. In 2002, the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart had zero British artists on it for the first time since 1963. In 2008, Prince played the Coachella Music Festival and covered, among other artists, Radiohead. In 2009, Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam was robbed in Atlanta, Georgia, where Pearl Jam was recording their new album at the time. In 2015, Jonathan Cain of Journey got married, and in 2016, Beyoncé started her world tour. In classical music, in 1749, George Frideric Handel premiered his piece Music for the Royal Fireworks. In 1810, Ludwig van Beethoven composed his piece Für Elise. In 1867, Charles Gounod's opera Romeo et Juliet premiered. In 1877, Jules Massenet premiered his opera The King of Lahore. And in 1966, Dmitri Shostakovich finished his second cello concerto. In theater, in 1950, the Broadway show Tickets Please opened. In 1986, the musical Sweet Charity opened on Broadway. In 1994, the Broadway show An Inspector Calls opened. In 1995, the Broadway show Indiscretions opened. And in 1997, the Broadway show Stanley closed. In award ceremonies that were held on April 27th in 2012, Bob Dylan received the United States Presidential Medal of Freedom Award. Albums that were released on April 27th include 1968, when Sly and the Family Stone released their classic Dance to the Music. In 1973, Weather Report released Sweet Nighter. In 1979, Heatwave released Hot Property. In 1981, The Fall released their EP Slates. In 1983, the B-52s released Whammy. In 1987, Slade released You Boys Make Big Noise. David Bowie released Never Let Me Down. And REM released Dead Letter Office. In 1991, Pat Benatar released True Love. In 1992, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds released Henry's Dream. And XTC released Nonesuch. In 1993, Vince Neil released Exposed, and Porno for Pyros released their self-titled album. In 1998, Blind Guardian released Nightfall in Middle Earth. In 1999, AFI released their EP Black Sails. In 2000, Immortal released Damned in Black. In 2004, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts released Naked, and Black Sabbath released Black Box, the complete original Black Sabbath, 1970 to 1978, and also Patti Smith released Trampin'. In 2008, Carly Simon released This Kind of Love, and in 2010, Melissa Etheridge released Fearless Love. Singles that were released on April 27th include in 1959 when Lloyd Price released Personality. In 1964, the Beatles did a twofer. They released Love Me Do and P.S. I Love You. Also on that same exact day, Peter and Gordon released A World Without Love. And in 1967, Otis Redding released Shake. In 1979, George Harrison released Love Comes to Everyone. In 2014, Ariana Grande released Problem. And in 2018, Ed Sheeran released Happier, and Post Malone released Better Now. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 27th include singer and flutist Lizzo, Patrick Stump, a Fall Out Boy, disc jockey Casey Kasem, rapper Kay Camp, keyboardist for Lindsey Stirling, Mr. Jason Gavietti, singer Mario Novembri, Ace Frehley of Kiss, rapper Chucky CEO, singer Sarah Close, Jerry Mercer of April Wine, the drummer for Rye Cooter's band Jim Keltner, Cuba Gooding Sr. of Main Ingredient, Gordon Haskell of King Crimson, Peter Hamm of Badfinger, singer Ann Peebles, Kate Pearson of the B-52s, Herb Murrell of the Stylistics, singer extraordinaire Miss Sheena Easton, Marco Peroni of Adam and the Ants, singer Mika Paris, Rob Coombs of Supergrass, King Records founder Sid Nathan, country music singer Maxine Brown of the group The Browns, Clive Taylor of Amen Corner, and singer Brian Harvey of House of Freaks. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 27th include composer Jan Franciszewski, who passed away in 1758 at the age of 66. Composer Jaime de Casillas passed away in 1764 at the age of 73. Composer Richard Redhead passed away in 1901 at the age of 81. Composer Alexander Scriabin passed away in 1915 at the age of 43. Organist Carl Straub passed away in 1950 at the age of 77. Opera singer Torsten Rolf passed away in 1954 at the age of 53. Phil King of Blue Oyster Cult was shot in the head while he was gambling in 1972 at the age of 24. Composer Olivier Messiaen passed away in 1992 at the age of 83. Steel guitar player Sol K. Bright passed away in 1992 at the age of 72. Jazz trumpet great Al Hurt passed away in 1999 at the age of 76. Singer and actress Vicki Sue Robinson, who sang the hit song Turn the Beat Around, passed away from cancer in 2000 at the age of 45. Jazz percussionist and classical composer Morris Pert passed away in 2010 at the age of 62. Singer and actress Marion Mercer, who was on the Dean Martin show, passed away in 2011 at the age of 75. Cellist Lynn Harrell passed away in 2020 at the age of 76. Folk singer Judy Henske passed away in 2022 at the age of 85, and the man nicknamed Britain's Wild Man of Rock and Roll, singer Wee Willie Harris, passed away in 2023 at the age of 90. Next time on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 28th, when in 2003, the iTunes Music Store opened, changing the music industry virtually overnight.